Okay, so it's Friday the 9th of December 2011, and I've just had the best day of my life, I think. Sounds quite an overstatement thing to say, but it really has. Today, our baby daughter was born, Eleanor Daisy Redfern, or Ellie for short, and it was just amazing. Just to backtrack a little bit, Julie woke up this morning around 5:15, feeling a few bits and pieces going on and starting to have the twinges and things. And then around 6:15, we both sort of got up and thought, right, this could be it. So I texted work and said, I won't be in today. And then we just sort of managed it a little bit. And, you know, from about, I had a shower and Julie had a sort of a nice warm bath and everything, and I called the delivery suite and said that Julie's getting contractions and things, and they said, well, call back when she gets to 3 contractions within 10 minutes. It was getting 3 contractions in 8 minutes, then down to 6 minutes, 5 minutes. It was getting closer and closer. And even at that point, when I rung them again, they said, is she in pain? And they said, and I said, well, you know, she is, but, you know, not too bad. Anyway, we made our way over there around 10 to 11, got there at 11:20 at Basingstoke Hospital, and we went straight up there. And the lady that came to see us had to, said, hang on, I can't quite get this, because you are fully ready to go, but you're not in any shouting pain or trying to rip people's heads off or anything like that, which is very unusual for us. So she had to get a second opinion. That second opinion said, yep, you are ready to go. And we went down to the delivery suite, and it was all happening. And it was just such an emotional thing to be a part of. We were there from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and Julie was fantastic. She didn't have anything but a little bit of gas and air, but not even any of that near the end. And she was doing really, really well, and fantastic. No issue really at all. The baby was coming very well, but near the end needed a little bit of encouragement. Because what we found out afterwards is that she's 9 pounds 9 ounces. So she's a really big baby. But no, she's healthy and everything. She came out, she had a little bit of a cry, she was straight with Julie, but then the baby doctor took her to one side for the moment, and she swallowed a little bit of stuff the wrong way a little bit, so she needed a little bit of help, and she's fine now, but they're keeping her overnight just in the neonatal unit to keep her nice and cosy and with everything she needs. So Julie is up in the other ward, and Ellie is downstairs. So both of them are doing really well, and I'm just here, I'm just having a little bit of something to eat before I go home, just in Basingstoke, and it's been the most special day of our lives. Julie did amazingly, and I was so proud. I don't cry much, but I cried today, and it was just amazing. You know, and it was actually quite easy for Julie. We have to, you know, say thank you to the people upstairs for that, I guess. But they made it very easy on her, and everything went smoothly. And we can just wish and pray that we can do as well as what we've been given. So it was great, and it's you can't put words to it really about how more you feel about it. She's the most special person other than Julie in my life, and I will look after her and cherish her until the day I die. And she is the one. So I'm going to leave on that. I'm going to leave you with a picture of her fast asleep this evening. And until next time, goodbye now.